Before we begin this meditation, let's take a moment for preparation through relaxation. Let's take a moment to put the cares and concerns of the body behind. And let's take a moment to put the cares and concerns of the mind behind. Let's take a moment to put away all reflections on the past and all projections into the future, and just relax in the serenity and tranquility of the here and now moment. And now, in this more peaceful and present state of awareness, I invite you to picture something with me. I invite you to picture yourself standing in the middle of a lush, green, tropical rainforest. High above your head is the forest canopy, where giant jungle trees stretch their leafy green branches towards the heavens. All around you are huge green ferns softly waving in a gentle wind. You can hear the calls of exotic birds and the sounds of monkeys chattering in the treetops. And you can smell the fragrant scent of the brilliantly colored tropical flowers that are blossoming in profusion throughout the forest. Beneath your feet, you notice that you are standing on a path, a well-trodden path, a path that is so soft it's like walking on the lushest, plushest carpet you have ever experienced. You begin to walk down this path now. You continue down the path until you begin to see a patch of blue up ahead. You realize that you are coming to a clearing in the forest, and as you approach the edge of the tree line, you are struck with awe and wonder at what you see in this clearing. There before you is a magnificent, ancient Toltec pyramid. Unlike Egyptian pyramids that were built with straight, smooth sides, this pyramid is built in a step formation. Each side rises 20 or 30 feet high, goes in a little, and then back up again, like a giant staircase to heaven, a staircase built for a god. And this pyramid is built for a god, my friend. It is built for the God within you, that spark of the divine that shines brightly within your heart and within the heart of every man and every woman. This pyramid is the Toltec Pyramid of Wisdom, the kind of wisdom that can help you express your divinity more completely and more consistently, leading you to a life of happiness, wholeness, peace, prosperity, and freedom. As you walk around the pyramid, you discover that each side has a staircase built in more human proportions, a staircase leading to the very top of this pyramid, and you begin to ascend one of those staircases now. With each step, you rise higher and higher from the forest floor, but you also go deeper and deeper into a state of openness and receptiveness to the wisdom of the Toltecs. Up. Up you go, higher and higher, deeper and deeper, higher and higher, deeper and deeper, higher and higher, deeper and deeper, until you finally reach the very top of the pyramid. There at the top sits a simple four-sided structure, the Toltec Temple of Wisdom. You walk around this temple, gazing at its humble simplicity, and notice nothing of interest except for a small hole that has been carved through one of the stones in one of the walls. You continue to walk around this temple until you come to a rectangular door that allows you to enter this sacred structure. And you enter through that door now. It takes a moment for your eyes to adjust to the light, but once you do, you see that the inside of this temple is not nearly as plain as the outside. for each of the four walls is festooned with intricate, elaborate carvings. Carvings depicting some very curious scenes. You gaze at the first wall and see that it appears to depict a man. But this is no ordinary man. This man appears to have two faces, one on each side of his head. One face facing right, with its mouth open. One face facing left, with its mouth closed. And in the center of this man, where the heart would be, is the hole you saw when you walked around the outside of the temple. And a brilliant shaft of sunlight streams from this hole, making this man's heart a beacon of light in the darkness. As you gaze at this carving, trying to understand what it means, it suddenly dawns on you that you are looking at a symbolic depiction of one of the four foundations of Toltec wisdom, one of the agreements that the Toltecs made in order to live in harmony with each other. It is the first agreement, the agreement to be impeccable with your word. This agreement reminds you that words do have power, that people are vulnerable to what you say about them, and that you too are vulnerable to what you say about yourself. So this agreement cautions you to speak only what you know to be the absolute truth about yourself, and only what you know to be the absolute truth about others. And if it is not the truth, to keep your mouth shut and remain silent. And what is the truth about yourself? And what is the truth about others? There is really only one absolute truth. The truth that we are all holy children of God, divine in nature and perfect in potential. That we all have deep within our hearts that same holy light of love that is the essence of who we truly are. But to shine brightly, that light needs words of encouragement and blessing, words of compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and appreciation. Not words of gossip, rumor, misinformation, and misinterpretation. And realizing the wisdom of this agreement, you decide, like the Toltecs, to honor that agreement so that you too can live in peace and harmony with your brothers and your sisters and yourself. Standing before that wall, the wall of the first agreement, you agree right then and there to be impeccable with your word, to speak with integrity, choosing words about yourself and others carefully, making sure that they are only words of love, the kind of words that support, uplift, and encourage that heart light within each of us to shine brightly against the darkness of fear and doubt. And now you turn your attention to the second wall in the Toltec Temple of Wisdom. On this wall, you once again see the depiction of a man. But this man seems to be wearing some kind of light armor. And all about him, arrows are flying through the air towards him. Some arrows have even hit this man, but his armor has successfully deflected them. Taking your cue from the first wall, you surmise that this carving must be a representation of the second agreement that the Toltecs followed in order to be a happy and free people. The second agreement, to not take anything personally. This agreement reminds you that everyone is not always going to be impeccable with their word. Someone will eventually say something to you or about you that is not the truth of who you really are. When someone judges you, this agreement reminds you to not take what they say personally, because they are only expressing the world in the way they believe it to be from their own personal history. What seems to be true for them may not seem true at all for anyone else. Their ideas about how the world works, what the world means, what is good, what is bad, is not necessarily any more valid than the ideas and beliefs that you have come to adopt about the world. This agreement means that you may consider another's opinion, but you do not have to immediately take it to heart. You do not have to accept it as true if you choose not to. This agreement makes you less vulnerable and more invincible to the words of others. And right then and there, seeing the wisdom of this agreement and the peace it brings, you decide to honor it. You decide from now on not to take anything personally. You decide to follow the second agreement, shielding yourself like the man on the wall in a suit of spiritual armor. And now, you turn your attention to the third wall in the Toltec Temple of Wisdom. There, once again, you see the depiction of a man. But this man is lying on a bed, and above his head is a cloud, and in that cloud are dozens of tiny images. Images of men, women, and children, animals, plants, homes, and other structures. You realize that you are looking at a man dreaming, and you understand that this dream is the basis for the third agreement that the Toltecs followed in order to live a life of joy. The third agreement, to not make assumptions. This agreement reminds you that just as others make up their own world, you make up your own world as well. All your ideas, perceptions, beliefs, and understandings are nothing more than your own personal dream of life. And your dream is not the same as anyone else's dream. You cannot assume that others know what you are dreaming. You cannot expect them to follow your rules of life and know what your expectations are, because their dream is quite different from your own. This agreement reminds you to communicate with others as fully, as openly, and as honestly as possible in order to improve mutual understanding. This agreement encourages you to ask questions, lots of questions, to ask for what you want, to ask for what you need, to ask what someone means, to never assume that others know what is going on in your mind, and to never assume that you know what is going on in theirs. This agreement encourages you to tell others what your dream is and find out what their dream is, so you can eventually leave your dreams behind and come together in the reality of truth. And right then and right there, standing before this third wall, the wall of the third agreement, you vow to honor this agreement as well. The agreement to never make assumptions. Finally, you turn your attention towards the fourth and final wall in the Toltec Temple of Wisdom, the wall that contains the door through which you entered this sacred place. This, you deduce, must be the wall of the fourth agreement that the Toltecs followed in order to live fulfilling lives. The agreement to always do your best. This wall depicts the very same pyramid you just climbed to the top of. At first, you do not see a man represented, but then you notice a tiny figure perched halfway up the staircase of this pyramid. Wondering what the man on the staircase has to do with the agreement to always do your best, you are reminded that life is a journey to be taken one step at a time. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. You will never just magically appear at the top of the pyramid. Life is an upward journey of ever-increasing spiritual awareness and ever-growing spiritual understanding. But each man and each woman must take that journey at his or her own pace and in his or her own way. On your journey to the lofty heights of enlightenment, you may find that you have to stop and rest on the staircase for a while. You may even stumble or take a few steps back. But this agreement reminds you that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. It asks you to respect your humanity and to not judge yourself or others too harshly. it encourages you to honor everyone's path and how they choose to take it. This agreement encourages you to simply do your best, one step at a time, one day at a time, to express more fully the truth of who you are. The truth that you are a divine child of a loving God, and that you are here to express your divinely loving and divinely creative nature. And standing before that fourth and final wall, the wall of the fourth and final agreement, you vow right then and right there to honor that agreement. You agree to always do your best, to remain aware of your thoughts, to be responsible for your actions, and to continue to do your best to apply the four agreements in all of your daily affairs. And the instant you make that agreement, suddenly the room seems to fill with more light. You feel warmer and more alive. And you turn to see that the light that has been streaming from the heart of the man on the first wall is now centered directly on you, bathing you in its spiritual glow. And right then and right there, you know with absolute certainty that from this point on, you have all the tools you need to live a life of happiness, health, peace, prosperity, and freedom. And now, still basking in that light of love, you slowly turn away from the image on the wall. You walk out the temple door, and you begin to go back down the pyramid's staircase. Down, down you go, step by step by step, until you finally reach the forest floor below. You walk across the clearing. You step back into the trees, and you leave the Toltec pyramid behind, but not the Toltec wisdom it housed. No, that you take with you, deep within your heart, as you head back into the jungle and back into your daily life, a life that will now and forevermore be more of a joy to live. And so it is.